This is Messages from the Universe with Lori Wondra of Your Life Core. Here, Lori delivers information from the Mastery Realms related to astrology, planetary influences, energy surges, and generally how we are evolving. She connects with angels, guides, ascended masters, astro beings, and those that come forward with messages to help us on our journey. Welcome, everyone, to Messages from the Universe podcast.
Hello, I am Lori Wondra, and thank you for listening. In honor of Global Earth Day, I thought it would be very fitting to deliver messages from Mother Earth. So today, we get to honor this magnificent planet that's referred to as Mother Earth. She is a source of inspiration for all humanity. From her breathtaking landscapes, her facilitation of the connection between humans and nature, we have long admired her, yet sometimes wane at describing her. Sometimes we avoid her, forget her. Now, more than ever, we are called to connect with her. We formed practices of grounding, forest bathing, stargazing. I suggest to people that the best way to feel her is to lay upon the ground, tummy down, pull your shirt up to expose your belly button to the ground, belly to the ground in quietness, so you can feel her pulsing heartbeat move up through your belly and into your body. This is connecting your frequency to her frequency. The science behind this is the Schumann resonance is called the heartbeat of Mother Earth by some, and the Earth's vibration by others. It's actually a frequency. It's the measurement of 7.83 hertz, or the electromagnetic frequency of our planet, to be exact. And this energy can increase or decrease at times, and many think it affects our consciousness. The Earth is pulsating every 26 seconds. Seismologists don't always agree why. Every 26 seconds, the Earth shakes. Yes, every 26 seconds. It's not a lot, certainly not enough that you feel it, but just enough that seismologists on multiple continents get a measurable blip on their detectors. But even though this pulse has been observed for decades, researchers don't agree on what's causing it. The mystery surrounding the phenomenon even has its own conspiracy theories, as well as philosophical theories and certainly scientific theories. This weird microseism is strongest during storms, and it's impacted by the pulses of the universe. The example being the sun. Now that's very interesting. I know that Mother Earth vibrates to 528 hertz. That's our solar plexus vibration, or the note of E on the scale when you talk about sound healing and sound. I believe this is just another amazing orchestration of how we are supported, and Mother Earth, whom we walk upon each and every day, supports our fluctuations in moods and our impacts with our environments. Now, I'm not going to talk in depth about the Schumann resonance, but that has even been fluctuating crazy vibrations up. And I do believe that that's the response to the change and the shift that's happening around us. And Mother Earth is adapting so that we can also adapt to the frequencies that are coming at us. Frequencies in forms of surges, energetic pulses. Now, Mother Earth is forgiving, and she's forever giving, and is highlighted in the poem written by Hafiz, who's a revered Persian poet that captures the eternal love and nurturing essence of Mother Earth in his poem, The Sun Never Says. And it goes like this. The sun never says to the earth, "You owe me. Look what happens with a love like that. It lights the whole sky." Now, Hafiz's words beautifully illustrate the selflessness and the unwavering support that Mother Earth provides, reminding us to be grateful for her continuous generosity. So what are the messages or the learnings from Mother Earth? Well, she gives us a foundation to live, to walk, to sit, to lay. She supports every single step we take. Literally, every step we take, we walk upon her. Even when we swim or ride in a car or bicycle or on a horse, she supports every single movement that's upon her. She holds the water in her arms to create oceans and lakes. She creates pathways for water to move above ground in the waterways or rivers and streams and in the underground water rivers. She supports the earth that the trees and the plants grow in. And of course, all the critters that live within that dirt, within that soil, she supports, as well as those that live upon her. She is a complete system that is forever birthing new and assisting death to form new. She is regenerative. And we look to her for grounding or earthing. The earth element is the principle of stability. It supports commitment and confidence. In the zodiac sign, if we talk about the earth signs, Taurus, Virgo, Capricorn, they keep it real. We describe them as grounded people on this planet, the ones who bring us down to earth and remind us to start with a solid foundation. Slow and steady, these builders are loyal and stable. They stick by their people through hard times. They are practical. Sometimes they might be a bit too focused on the surface, but they do dig into the depths and come to a decision that builds a strong foundation for all. And that's how we describe the earth signs. And when we speak of Mother Earth, we call her as our foundation. When we speak about earthing or grounding, we're speaking about coming back to that foundation. And if you have incorporated this practice into your life, you may notice how it makes you feel. You feel energized and vibrant while walking on the beach. You feel centered. You might notice how the stress rolls away from you and you feel completely relaxed. We connect with the vibration and the electrons of Mother Earth. Our feet contain a rich, intricate network of nerves and acupuncture points that are especially adept at picking up free electrons from the Earth's surface. If you've ever had reflexology or foot massage, you have a sensory of what I'm talking about. It's called barefoot or caveman medicine, and walking barefoot, also known as earthing or grounding, is the easiest and simplest and cheapest way for us to shift our body back to an optimal state of homeostasis and health. Shoes were developed to protect our feet, but they also have taken us away from the practice of earthing. The same with concrete, tar, and other road coverings meant to ease our journey, but in fact create barriers between us and Mother Earth. Now, concrete is believed to be conductive, but notice what shoes you are wearing when you're walking on any surface. Shoes with heels, or especially high heels, that you walk in separate you from Mother Earth, but also the higher the heel leaves you up on your toes, so only a portion of your feet are actually making contact with Mother Earth. This takes you further from your natural ability to connect with all portions of your feet. The most straightforward way to participate in grounding is to simply make contact with ground, dirt, or grass. Take your shoes off. Make that a daily practice if you can. When you get home during the day, take your shoes off, walk around in your front or backyard. You can add a mantra to this. I am grounded. My spirit or my physical presence is grounded deep in the earth. I am calm. I'm strong. I'm centered. I'm peaceful. I'm able to let go of any fear and trust that I am safe. You can meditate upon Mother Earth. Find a comfortable seat on earth. Connect. Close your eyes, breathe deeply, feel the supporting soil beneath you. Imagine roots stemming out from the base of your spine or your feet and those moving into the core and connecting with Mother Earth. And from there, feel the reciprocal current of energy moving from Mother Earth up to you. Other ways to support and honor Mother Earth is to protect her. Pick up trash and garbage. On a walk between the car and the grocery store, pick up the trash that may have been tossed in the parking lot. Take a garbage bag with you when you go for walks to pick up things that may have been discarded or have been blown in the wind. Humans are messy. They tend to not pick up after themselves when out in nature. Be aware of her space. You are always on Mother Earth's space. You're in her domain. Even if you're in your home is upon Mother Earth. She's supporting you, so don't damage her. Honor her. feed her, not with chemicals, but perhaps with compost, nutrients, and ensuring you aren't giving her things that are not native to her presence. With global travel and imports, we have more problems with invasive plants showing up where they don't belong. Be aware and either rid the area of these invasive plants or notify resources to resolve. And be aware if you're traveling or bringing something into the country that may potentially harm the local environment. As humans, we can all be more aware of our actions. Honor her. Do not take more than you need. And this includes picking up her rocks, cutting a tree down, destroying natural earth coverings, and more. Ask before you take. I always ask the rock or ask the environment if I can take them. They want to come home to me. And if the answer is no, then they don't come home with me. But I also don't take more than I need. And I replace where I can. Be aware of Mother Earth and how she is supporting you and all her inhabitants. And this reminds me of the native prayer. Earth beneath me, sky above me, water within me, air around me. And in this space and time, I am okay as I am connected as one. This little prayer reminds us of all directions and how all of those things interact together, including me. I interact with earth and sky and water and air. And as long as we remember we are connected as one, we can act as the caregiver. It's a little bit easier and it comes more natural. Giving more than taking or destroying. Understanding all our ancestors before us were caregivers of earth. The question, did they do a good job? And if we think not or we think we did, that's irrelevant. The question really is, are we doing a good job for our future generations? Mother Earth holds our history. Not only are our loved ones held here through death, but she holds the records of earth in the rings of trees, the layers of earth, the layers of sediment of the past, where we can see the lines of past floods upon rock structures. In agates, we can see the swirl of energy. We can follow how earth has carved out waterways, twisted and turning and creating great mountain ranges and land masses or divides, and down to the smallest crystal that contains records and energy of Mother Earth. Maybe that's why I love my crystals so much and how I am intrigued as to how they have formed and where they have formed and their vibrational impact upon us. As those pieces of Mother Earth, they travel with us. We put them in our pockets, our purses. We create jewelry and art to wear around our necks, bracelets to wear on our arms or earrings to place by our ears. And sometimes we put them on our clothes. We wear pieces of Mother Earth. So we want to honor that. And we want to be aware of that connection we have with Mother Earth. Mother Earth teaches us about seasons. For her, spring, summer, fall, and winter are all about death, rebirth, supporting, growing, harvesting, and then renewal again. Everything is a season. Everything has a beginning, a middle, and an end. And sometimes we don't know what the middle is or what the end is. But she also teaches us to be prepared for all middles, for all endings, and know that in all situations, all will be right. We may not like the seasons, we might not like the cycles or the outcomes or the work that we need to put in, but with seasons and cycles through time, all shifts. We will never be in one situation forever. It too will shift, or you will shift it. Not only her seasons, but we see her energy in fires and storms and earthquakes and volcanic activity. She is always changing, shifting her mass, taking away, expanding, or transforming. Much like energy, you can neither decrease or expand, but you can change it. We transmute energy, much like she transmutes. Volcanic lava moving out into the ocean is transmuting that energy from water mass to land. Storms transform beaches back to oceans and waters and lakes. And Mother Earth teaches us to play well with others. Yes, at times she roars. I think of this when I witness storms with loud thunder or lightning strikes. She's interacting with the sky, and I wonder if this was conflict with the sky, and all will be calm later, as I believe things are resolved. She knows her role in the universe, how she interacts with the moon. She allows the pressure of the moon to move her tides and to move energy, how her energy interacts with the other planets, and how that creates the atmosphere of the universe, how the shift in the universe creates the seasons, and her role in supporting those shifts and those seasons. She knows when to create shifts, when to create the weather patterns that we need, and she knows her boundaries. And we feel this with gravity and the stratosphere. She teaches us that in those places, there is harmony, even sometimes when it feels chaotic or disruptive. She teaches us to appreciate where we are, the view from our window. If you've ever watched a sunrise or a sunset, or you've watched a storm roll over, I hope you've answered yes to those. We watch her interacting with the environment all around her and creating the most magnificent art and color palette for us to see. And the sunsets and sunrises, deep oranges and yellows to blues, pinks, purples and greens. But we need not to look to the skies to see and celebrate all the colors of Mother Earth. We can look across fields. And if you've ever been to Ireland, it's said you can witness 40 shades of green from the top of a hill. You can witness fields of wavering heather as it blooms across the lands of Scotland, or clover or alfalfa across the fields of the Midwest. You can see the palette of all blues and greens in the oceans and bays. Maybe you've witnessed this beauty from the skies in a plane or a parasail, or even from a boat. Maybe you've witnessed the beauty of snow-crested mountains as Mother Earth holds her temperature and formation so you can enjoy skiing, snowshoeing, or sledding. Perhaps you've sat in awe gazing over the wintry skies to witness the northern lights, where disturbances on the sun, such as solar flares, pull on her magnetic field, creating cosmic waves of light that we know as the Aurora Borealis. She gives us a place to sit and watch, to be safe in the beauty as she holds this magnetic field, as the waves of this cosmic wave of light move over above her in the sky. She reminds us to be aware of diversity. Not all places on the planet are alike. And she shows us that. Not everyone likes all places on this planet. And she shows us that. Not every event can happen in all places. For example, you can't grow crops in the desert. She teaches us diversity, and she supports this diversity from land and landscapes and terrain to people, animals, and the resources they all need. She gives us the opportunity to explore her space. Curious about the oceans, go visit her seascape. Curious about the creation of the mountaintops and what creatures live there, go visit the mountains. Travel the lowlands through the trees and watch the change of landscape and marvel how she can be all Mother Earth, yet so diverse in so many ways as you move from the lowlands through the trees to the mountaintops. How she can support the heat, water, and oceans in one climate season and support the contrast of cold, ice, and rocky terrain in another. She supports all who live upon her, including the animals that migrate every season across her expanse. Remember, we are all here. We all deserve love, support, and a chance to live peacefully. To her, we are all equal, none better or less. We are just here. Mother Earth reminds us to honor each other and all that are here at this time. On Earth, she supports the ecosystem, and she expects her inhabitants to also honor and support her. Mother Earth reminds us to use our voice to bring sound to life. Birds singing, animals communicating, trees rustling their leaves in the wind, the ocean waves coming ashore. We all have sound we make, and that sound may change when we're happy or in love. We're sad or angry or frustrated. I think of the ocean waves crashing against the shore, the calmness when things are peaceful. And maybe we interpret them as angry or frustrated when the waves crash into the shore. We know that Mother Earth sounds calm us, sometimes whether they're crashing waves or calm waves, her running water, her rain showers, the leaves blowing in the breeze, and certainly birds singing. That noise all the way to quietness and stillness. There was a time when I would do a lot of meditations in the hot desert, and I'd sit just listening because I know in silence you hear so much. And in that silence, I would think, there is no sound. And suddenly, I would hear the dry trees creak, enough to change my thoughts and wonder if they were creaking in the dry wind, or they were asking for water, or that was simply their language. Even sand makes a subtle noise as it moves from one place to another, as it catches a ride in the wind. I could almost hear it laughing in the wind as it was being picked up from one place and thrown into the sky only to land who knows where. Be calm, human, Earth would seem to say. Mother Earth reminds us to be present. Focus our energy now, today, and within. Just as she has a core, so do you. Her lessons are about being present in the moment because we understand that all changes and that there is an end to all cycles. Sometimes we just don't know when that end is. Even when the seasons change, they seem to catch us off guard, even though we know the season is coming. Be in the present moment. Be in the present moment that you are in right now, wherever you are today. Be where you are. Experience being here now and enjoying this moment, this place we call Earth. Let yourself feel the core of Mother Earth. Feel your feet planted firmly upon the floor and let her love rise up through your legs, your feet. Feel the pulse of her energy move through the calf muscles of your leg, through your knees, up through your hips and your body. Connect with her root systems. Imagine the roots wrapping around your toes and your feet and crawling up your leg and gently nudging you. Connect with her underground water. Feel the bubbling of the energy, the pureness, the pristine, move up through your cells, up through your veins. Connect with the lava. Let it spark the fire within you. Let it create an energy surge, a desire to move, to act, to live, to have fire. Connect with the dirt and be grounded. Connect with the crystal beds and the creatures that live on Mother Earth and beneath her. And to those that are upon the planet, we talk about the four-legged and the two-legged, that's us, and those that fly, we honor those beings. Be present, be aware, be present to your place on this planet and your connection to Mother Earth. Be a helper so she can continue to support you. Support her and just be, enjoy, be aware, be cognizant. I'm Lori Wondra of Your Life Core, and thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening to Messages from the Universe podcast with Lori Wondra of Your Life Core. For current events or to schedule a private session with Lori, please visit yourlifecore.com.